happening, everybody? We have reached 2024, and we have reached our first golf show of the year. A little bit different format this year for the Tournament of Champions. No longer do you need to win a tournament, but the top 50 in the FedEx Cup standings are getting into this tournament. So instead of having, you know, 25, 28, 30 people, we got 59 guys in the field this week, which I think is pretty awesome. Pretty stoked about that. I think it's going to be quite a fun week. And we're going to get into it with some picks here, guys. It's kind of tough. A lot of people have had some very long layoffs, right? It's kind of hard to see, you know, different form and things like that. We're going to try and walk you through it as best as possible. I particularly, you know, we're not sponsored by them or anything like that, obviously. I have, for the last few years, been using a site called FantasyNational.com. It can be a simulator. You can use it. If you scroll up here, you can see you got a lineup generator. You got a simulator, right? But everything is aggregated into one spot, okay? So, like, you don't have to go to this site to find this stat. You don't have to go to this site to find it. You got everything here. And you can even granulate it a little bit more, which I've done for our purposes here. Now, it's going to give you some different results, and I'll show you how to kind of how I kind of play around with that. So we'll unclick everything here. We'll unclick the green type. I think it's all on and hitting fairways. Take that off. But you don't need to do a lot to tweak this, okay? So we've got no Rory this week. He's out, okay? So we're going to start from the very top. We got Scottie Scheffler. All these guys that I'm going to star as we go down will then be able to hit the hit our ownership projections, and we'll be able to take a look to see, you know, out of everybody who's using Fantasy National, what their thoughts are, you know, what they're using. You know, we'll get a rough estimate. It's not a great ownership estimate, but out of everything out there in the industry, it's probably the thing that I've landed on that's helped me the best. So cool thing about fans, add a column to the mixed condition model if you want. So there's a lot of different things we can add. We're just going to go over the basic right now. You can filter everything out. So we've got strokes gained total, strokes gained tee greens, strokes gained ball striking, strokes gained short game, which is going to be a big one this week, strokes gained off the tee, strokes gained approach, again, strokes gained around the green, strokes gained putting, and DraftKings point gain, which at the end of the day, that's what we're looking for, right? I am going to add a... No, we won't add one right now. Don't want to overcomplicate things for everybody. So, here we go. Starting all the way up at the top. In order, you know, obviously we have... You could go down. You can see everyone's ranks for the past 50 rounds, right? For all these things. I think that's pretty useful. Strokes gained ball striking. Strokes gained off the tee is probably going to be something I'm going to look at the least. They got giant fairways. This is a huge course, 7,600 yards, 600 feet of elevation change. Really, really similar only to Augusta and like TPC Deer Run have the most elevation change out of this. So one of the reasons why you're going to get, you know, the narrative of like, hey, new guys, it's a tough time to play here. Because your ball just gets put in weird positions. I've played the course a few times myself. You have a lot of uneven lies, right? You have a lot of off-balance lies. It's a great course, right? But, you know, it's just a lot of different things. So your ball can come out a lot of different ways. This is a no-cut event, though. So, look, we're just looking for guys who can score, right? So right away, I'm just going to filter... You know, DraftKings scoring rank. And right away, the last 50 rounds, we've got some guys who are fixing to be pretty chalky. Eric Cole is a guy that I like. Victor Hovland, you would think that he would be pretty good on this course. He's never done very well here, and I'm not really sure why. We've got the new hot name, Ludvig Åberg, who for me is a guy that I'm probably not going to play a whole lot this week. I like myself some X this week. I like myself Cantlay. Justin Rose is a guy that I definitely have some interest in. Same with Max Homa and Tommy Fleetwood. If I'm going to get, I think, you know, based on what I've been listening to, I think that we're going to get a pretty good discount ownership-wise on Fleetwood versus Morikawa. And for $100 less, if you're going to give me three times the lesser amount of ownership, I'm just going to probably take that every single time. We're going down here. Some other guys I like Cam Davis. I really do like Luke List this week. I think Luke List, you know, obviously strokes gained off the tee. He's been doing great. He's a ball striker. Short game, not great. But look, when you're, you know, 11th in strokes gained ball striking, and, you know, you're gaining almost a stroke per round to the field and losing, you know, three quarters of a stroke on the short game, you're probably your number one. If you're ball striking, if he's on, he's not. I don't really have to worry about his short game a whole lot. Obviously, his putting sucks. We all know that. He just needs to get hot. Slower greens. Yeah, I think it can happen this week. I've got some interest in Ricky Fowler this week. I definitely have some Mr. Satit Thigala. I think his and Jordan Spieth's game, obviously their results have not been the same, but their game is pretty similar. And I have a lot of interest in Spieth this week, so it would make sense that I have some interest in Thigala. Not a ton of interest in Fitzpatrick. Benny On is a guy that I always have some interest in. I'm surprised Spieth doesn't rate out better in drafting scoring. He's just not been great as of late. He hasn't played a whole bunch either. Another guy, where do we got here? We got Sepp Straka, you know, traditionally not a big scorer. So again, it's not going to be my whole decision, but this is where I like to start. I'm going to be playing some Siwoo Kim this week. You know, don't laugh at me, please. I like my Siwoo Kim. Okay, so we're going to now, I'm going to filter a little bit. So scoring relative to par, look, even if the win comes up, we still have seen final scores in the like 15 to 16 under. We've also seen Cam Smith at 33 under for the weekend. So I'm going to rate this as easy. And we're playing on Bermuda greens. And the fairways are giant. If you can't hit the fairways here, you have a real problem. So, based on those metrics, which you can see, sounds, obviously our rankings have changed, right? So, when you do that before, when Spieth was at the very, very bottom, now you can see how you can start to pull some of these guys out. So, on PGA Tour, on courses that are scoring relative to par is easy, on Bermuda greens, easy to hit fairways, Spieth is all of a sudden number two. So I like Jordan a whole lot this week. Same with Ricky Fowler. This is a great course. They both played it a ton. Love X. So like these guys that I initially had some interest in, you know, just looking at the raw scoring, and now up there, Benny On was way down there. He's up here in 13th, or up in 13th now. Tommy Fleetwood up in 17th, right? Cam Davis still floating around 20th. That's not bad. Just raw drafting scoring. Look, I like it a lot, right? Let's take a look at ball striking because that's a metric that I'm going to use quite a bit this week. Hovland, I mean, I haven't made up my mind yet on Hovland, but I do like me some Decky. I definitely want to see how he ranks out and how many people are going to be owning him. But, you know, that's some good, that he's got a true 50 rounds of these metrics as well. Number one, tee to green. Number three in ball striking. number, you know, 7 off the tee, which, you know, he's certainly struggled with after his injury. So 7 is fine. Number 1 in approach, and, you know, number 3 around the green. You know, obviously Decky's putting is not great, but that's okay. So he definitely brings himself solely into play for me for that. Some other things that stick out here. Sung JM looks maybe a little bit interesting. I don't know if I could get to Griot. Jason Day has been looking pretty good as of late. Yeah, obviously he wants some tournaments late in the season. You know, he's a guy that I've got some interest in. One guy, you know, again, who's going to be pretty chalky. He's only got 6 measured rounds over the metrics, Eric Cole. So, you know, you do have to take some of these filters with a grain of salt. This is a no-cut event. And I'd be interested to see how many of these people have a good amount of sample size. Yeah, see, not a lot. So we'll take that off. So definitely like that situation quite a bit. As far as that, we've got 18 players favored. Let's go take a look at our ownership projections here. Okay, so we're going to switch to sharing this tab, and right out of the box here, calculated ownership, actual lineups generated. So we want to look at calculated ownership. So we've got Morikawa at about 28%, Xander at 25%, Scotty at 24%, Cantlay 21%, Ludwig at 20.6%, Oma at 19%. I like that. Eric Cole, not quite as chalky as I thought he was going to be. And same with Cam Davis. I think I can stomach those guys in the 18 to 19% range. Gunhoon Kim, or Tom Kim as we call him, 18%. Luke Liss is garnering more ownership than I thought that he would, that's for sure. Then we get down to some of these guys. I like to see Spieth and Fowler here in the 13 to 14% range. I would like to live there this week. It's a little bit easier this week rather than in TOC's past, just for the fact that we get a little bit more people in the field. So we got 59 guys in the field. Rory, for whatever reason, decided to, you know, not come. So we have double the people. So it's kind of nice. It spreads out ownership a little bit. Degala, Matsuyama, both in that 10% range. Justin Rose, who I like a lot, right around 9, 10%. Tommy Fleetwood, about 9%, which I'm really, you know, again, we look at Fleetwood, 9%, whereas Morikawa. Okay, Morikawa is almost 28%. So that's like 4 times the ownership, almost. You know, 3 to 4 times the ownership. Are you telling me that Morikawa is 3 times a better player, you know, or has 3 times better chances of having a good result here than Tommy Fleetwood? I really just don't think so. So I'm going to be on that. I know I talked a little bit about Svensson earlier in the week as a cheap play. I really like that, 9%. Benny on 7%. Jason Day just going unowned in the 8,000 range. Wow, that's pretty wild. No one's playing Brian Harman. Siwoo Kim is going to definitely be my dark horse. I don't know. You know, again, you got to take these with a grain of salt because Rory is still picking up about 4% ownership. But, you know, it kind of is what it is. Let's take a look at relative to salary here where people are just not being owned. So, yeah, it looks like Wyndham Clark is going to be the lowest out of the $9,000 plus guys. I'm sorry, Brian Harman at 6%. We got Tyrrell Hatton at 10%. He might break his club and throw it into the ocean. Hopefully, there's the spear of fish when he does that. Morikawa at 28%. Definitely going to be the biggest chalk up here. In a smaller field, I think that, you know, based on what I was thinking before, plus what I'm thinking now, I think that Morikawa is just going to be a fade to me. It's nothing against Paul Morikawa. It's just at close to 30%, and then in single entry and, you know, three max stuff that I play, I think he's just going to be way too owned. And I would just rather go to somebody else. There's so many unknowns this time of year. Look, call Morikawa win 100%. This is not the discussion that we're having. I would rather play Max Homa at 10% less ownership, or Cantlay. Obviously, are different price points, right? But you can still get to that. Mr. Tom Kim at 18%. Again, Fleetwood. I really, really like Fleetwood there at 9.5%, 10%. Jason Day, under 7%. That's something I'm, you know, definitely attracted to. Hideki's got low ownership. So, again, some interesting options when we go through here. I'm going to go to this page. So shows this is a bit of a new view this year, so I'm learning this as well. But the thing I do like is it has the most recent results of their last six outings, or five or six outings. So you can kind of see, you know, Xander did play in the Zozo, came T38, second in the Tour Championship. You know, most of these things, you know, we did have some guys like Max Homa played the Fortinet, came tied seventh. That's a good result there. A lot of these guys, their last was the Tour Championship, until you start getting down to some of these other guys that did play the Zozo. Obviously, Åberg won the RSM, his last tournament he played in. But yeah, you can see he's really been trending upward, whereas the guy like Jason Day has been, you know, losing strokes to the field. A little bit positive, but I mean, strokes gained total, you know, relative to the field, some of these guys look like they're monsters, and I really like how we can visualize that for you, just so you can see, like, wow, okay, that's what we're talking about, huh? I like Thigala's, you know, trajectory. He played this Worldwide Technology Tour, didn't make the cut. Okay, Justin Rose hasn't played in a long time, but I like Justin Rose a lot here. He's not expensive. Here's a guy that I was thinking about rostering, Kurt Kitayama. You know, obviously, he's a Northern California guy. He's played a lot in the wind. He's played a lot in Hawaii. His stats, he's not a guy that rates out very well. Does have, you know, he decent rankings in strokes gained approach and strokes getting around the green. I'll definitely be taking some stabs at Kurt Kitayama this week. Let's see, we can. All right. So we're going to go back to the Mistonomics page. Share this tab instead. So, you know, we've got a field or a player pool of about 20 players that we're going to have to draw in here. It's going to be a very interesting week this week. You know, don't be afraid to leave a little bit of money on the table. It still is only 60 people. It is going to be a scoring fest. So keep that in mind. Guys, good luck this week. My top plays are my favorite guys that I'm going to be playing this week. I'm really all in on Xander Schauffele, Patrick Cantlay, and Tommy Fleetwood from the high end. From this mid-range in here, Jason Day, Ricky Fowler, and Jordan Spieth are going to be three guys that I really like. And then Thigala, Rose, Eric Cole are three guys that, you know, I'm going to be in on. I'm going to take a couple of stabs at Kitayama at 7,400. I think he just kind of ends up in the dead range. Like some of his metrics, his putting over the last few rounds has actually been okay, especially on easier courses, which is kind of nice for here. Cam Davison, Siwoo Kim. My man Siwoo is ranked number one around the green over the last 50 rounds on easy courses, you know, easy to hit fairways. Don't sleep on Siwoo. He could be a very nice play at 7,100, right? My cheap plays, I don't mind Benny on at 6,200. Luke List at 6,200, I think is kind of just a misprice. I really like him here. I do like Nicholas Echeverria. His strokes gained around the green is terrible, but his ball striking in his short game is really good. So I'm going to take some stabs at him at the dead min at 6,000. I think it's always interesting, especially in a no-cut event, to try and get to some of these guys And then I mentioned him earlier too. I like Svensson a lot. He's got a good approach game, decent ball striker. I think that's kind of sums up where I'm going. Guys, super excited about golf. We're going to have a lot of golf content for you this year. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, rate and review the podcast at JJ McIntosh on X. Good luck. Set your lineups. Tournament starts tomorrow. Have a great night, guys.